Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
I haven't seen this segment before. You like to finish with a bang, is it?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Declan Hannan on Limerick's clash with Cork, Colin Boyle on Kerry versus Derry, and Galway Bay FM's iconic commentary. But first, Declan Hannan says Limerick are in a good place as they prepare to face Cork. The reigning All-Ireland champions are preparing for Sunday's semi-final clash with the Rebels, a side who have already beaten Limerick this year. Limerick claimed an historic six-Munster championship title in a row with their win over Clare. And Hannan says that this Limerick side are performing well heading into Sunday's game.
Declan Hannan, we're here at Air HQ ahead of the Air Puck Tapa Challenge. Never mind the All-Ireland semi-finals, it's the Air Puck Tapa Challenge. It's a great opportunity for clubs to get into Croke Park and to win €5,000 for their club as well. You gave it a go. It's pretty good, isn't it?
That's great. It's a bit of fun. And obviously €5,000 for any club is fantastic. Like, there's a lot of fundraising would have to be done to get that. So yeah, you'd be hoping as many clubs in Limerick anyway get involved in around the country. So and obviously you get to play in Croke Park. So happy days.
Good stuff. And here behind us we have the Cup, the Lee McCarthy. Pretty good. You know a lot about it.
Yeah, luckily in Limerick the last few years we've been fortunate enough to come out the right side of, you know, a couple of results to get our hands on Lee McCarthy. So yeah, looking forward. Obviously we've an All-Ireland semi-final coming up though in you know under 2 weeks time, so a massive challenge awaits us there. So just looking forward to that now to win it.
How has the last few weeks been, obviously after winning the Munster title, historic six in a row, obviously you were the captain for the six times, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's great. Like, sure, it's just we're very fortunate and lucky now to be part of Limerick hurling at the minute. You know, there was obviously a lot of years where there was really, really good Limerick teams just didn't get over the line. So we're lucky, you know, we're enjoying it as well. You know, people say the six in a row, but it didn't really come into our heads, to be honest with you. There was no talk around it. It was just another game, another chance for us to try and perform as best we can on the day. And luckily we got the right results and it got us through to the All-Ireland semi-final.
Colin Boyle admits that Kerry's win over Derry was tough to watch. The Kingdom won their All-Ireland Football Championship quarter-final clash on Sunday by 15 points to 10. Speaking on Off the Ball, Mayo legend Boyle says it was a poor game in Croke Park.
So, whatever about the spectacle, which I think everybody will agree was painful, do you look at Kerry and say, smart, disciplined, tactically, professional performance and the critics be damned? Or do you think there's a better way to go, have gone about their business?
They've won the game by 5 points, so yes, but I struggle with it. I really do, Joe. Like, I know exactly what Jack O'Connor is saying. Everything he's saying makes absolute sense, but we spoke about it here last week. I thought Kerry were to come into this game with a massive intensity because they've been so bored for the whole championship. And I just find it hard to believe that Jack O'Connor watched Mayo play Derry last week and watch how Mayo set off them and let Derry build themselves into a game and play the type of game they enjoy and just said to themselves, yeah, that's the way we're going to approach it. But yeah. I know they win the game and I understand it, but to me, push on their kickouts, put them under pressure. I think Kerry are every bit of to blame for this game as much as Derry are. I think the reason Kerry didn't want to push on the kickouts is because they're afraid of Glass and Rogers and they're afraid of Derry winning kickouts like they did against Dublin in the league final and attacking them down the opposite end when they're wide open themselves. I think that's a big reason why they're dropping off the kickout. And to me, it was a depressing sight, to be honest, watching Clifford and Sean O'Shea turn their back to Oran Lynch when he's kicking the ball out to the cornerback and jogging outside their 45.
Given that they won the game by 5 points and Dublin clearly didn't, maybe they were right to be a little cautious and right to be a little afraid and pay a bit of respect, you know?
Yeah, I think so, but I think they would have won the game regardless, because I think Derry were so much there for the taking that they would have, I think they actually would have won the game by 10 plus if they actually played a bit more on the front foot. I'm not saying kicking the ball into 15 Derry or 14 Derry defenders. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about denying Derry possession from their own kickouts and getting scores from that as a result, putting them under pressure and even holding a bit of forward structure when Derry do have the ball. I was surprised that Clifford wasn't asking a bit more questions from Chrissy McCaig. So rather than following them down the pitch, which is exactly what McCaig wants them to do, why not try and hold maybe Clifford up there or Sean O'Shea up there? Because I guarantee you McCaig isn't going then. or whoever's marking Sean O'Shea, they're not going them because they know the boys are behind them and they're asking different questions of Kerry. That's what surprised me in that regards, because Kerry had no structure when they won the ball back or when Derry dropped the ball short. The other thing that surprised me about that is how slow they were counter-attacking. They were counter-attacking at the same pace that Derry were under Rory Gallagher, where it was just so slow, pass the ball around, let Clifford and co. jog up the pitch. By the time Clifford got up there, he was standing up there with his hips, hands on his hips around the 45 and getting his air back. So the slow counter-attack, the lack of pressure on Derry's kickouts, and maybe their attack and structure when Derry had the ball. They're the three things I think that surprised me most about Kerry at the weekend, but they've won the game by 5 points. So it's hard to argue with them, but I thought it was a really poor spectacle. I thought it was a joke of a game, to be honest. I thought it was so, so poor.
Right. Joke of a game.
No intensity. Like playing an All-Ireland quarterfinal in Croke Park and players walking around the pitch and jogging around the pitch. I cannot get my head around that joke. Everything you do all year round is built to getting in Croke Park and playing in the best stadium in the country. And you go up there and you walk around the place and you jog around the place. I just can't get my head around.
And finally.
Yes, the whistle! Galway have won! It's the greatest day that Galway football has seen in over two decades. And every man, woman and child stands to applaud Pádraig Joyce and his gallant Galway men. Sweet Mother of Jesus, they have pulled off the unthinkable. Forget about Taylor Swift. Shake it off in the Aviva and come over here to Croke Park, because you're witnessing the West awake. Galliv Abu.
Voice there of Galway Bay FM's Ollie Turner after Galway beat the All-Ireland champions Dublin in Croke Park on Saturday. Ollie's commentary has gone viral since, and the man himself joined us on Off the Ball to talk about his iconic piece of broadcasting.
Sweet Mother Jesus. You all right, Ollie?
Probably should have put on the Dublin accent when I was doing that, Nathan. Would have had much more impact.
Was there was that an outer body experience?
It kind of was, and you know, I look back at it and listen back at it, and Lord knows there's been enough opportunities in the last 48 hours. And I think, you know, was I expecting that moment to happen before or during the game? No. And I think that's the whole point of one or two opportunities in the 25 years I'm doing this job where I have got carried away, is you never know that it's going to get to that point, because if you did, you wouldn't be as excited. So it's the unexpectedness of it. It's the brilliance of it. And of course, like any commentator, you are absolutely influenced by your surroundings. And so it was the crescendo that reached that point with the Galway supporters, as disbelief turned to belief, as negativity turned to positivity, and as Pádraig Joyce conducted the entire crowd of 50,000 to his tune in that second half, and Galway went from dancing to Dublin's tune to the other way around completely. And there was that sense of disbelief that this is actually going to happen. And there was no point up until about 55 minutes, when we'd always painted that picture during the match, that whatever happens, I'm sure Joyce had told his lads, you look up at the scoreboard at 55 minutes, and if we're in this game, and we will be in this game, as in within a score, then we can believe, because we have more in the tank than the Dubs, and we've more belief. And it kind of turned out that way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.